There are times in many countries of the world we can look back at our military personnel who gave their lives in service for their country. Each May, we do this in the United States. Today, Brother David Johnson will present a sermon entitled, Put to Death, based upon Matthew 24:9-14. You are listening to the Words of Life program. For many years, this radio program has shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers pray and contribute for the effort of the gospel to be heard. We want you to be blessed as you listen first to the songs of praise and then to the sermon that I told you about earlier.
You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above.
And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
Heavenly Father, we worship you because you are the great I Am, full of holiness and righteousness. Thank you for giving Jesus for us. Bless each who use this broadcast for your glory and according to your will. Bless each listener with understanding and convictions that are needed, and please meet their personal needs as well. As people throughout the world glorify your name with teachings and worship, we pray that you will protect each one from Satan's opposition. Please have your Holy Spirit give understanding that Jesus is going to return at your appointed time and help us to be ready. And thank you for hearing us today and allowing us to call you Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present Put to Death, based upon Matthew 24:9-14.
Thank you for listening to this Words of Life broadcast as we look in to the Word of God. The title for the lesson is Put to Death. And our main text is found in the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 9-14. Please listen to the Word of God. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. The words of Jesus Christ Himself. I have an American Legion magazine for a strong America. The May 2019 edition, commemorating Memorial Day in 2019. I'd like to read an excerpt from the Honor and Remembrance to preserve the memories and incidents of our association in the Great Wars, and I'll make it applicable to us this year, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Quote, no local chapters had yet been approved when veterans who gathered at the formative May 8th through the 10th, 1919, St. Louis, Missouri caucus of the American Legion determined that posts should not be named for living people. Thus, across the country and around the world, local American Legion posts became memorial shrines to those who served, sacrificed, and strengthened America through history. From Army Captain Carter C. Hanner of Stillwater, Oklahoma, who died October 8, 1918, in the Meuse, Aragon, in France, to the Illinois National Guard Sergeant Shauna Morrison, who lost her life in a mortar attack in Iraq on September 5, 2004. Namesakes are enshrined in glass cases, displayed on walls, or documented on the Legion's centennial website, legion.org/centennial. Paying homage to those who fell in defense of the nation of America. the United States. Thousands who became post-namesakes made the ultimate sacrifice before the American Legion was formed. The Legion's vow to preserve the memories and incidents of our associations in the great wars is illustrated by more than 2,400 memorials uploaded to the Legion's centennial database since it was introduced in the year of our Lord 2016. As walls, statues, bridges, gazebos, benches, and even stadiums arose throughout the century to honor military sacrifice, the Legion has worked to ensure that no generation forgets the cost of freedom, regardless of war, regardless of era or location. End of quote. In contrast to all of that, in the Bible, Jesus Christ himself, before he was to lay down his life as a perfect sacrifice on the cross at Calvary, to pay the cost to secure our freedom from the bondage of sin, made some ominous predictions regarding those for his name's sake. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 9. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. The immediate context of this prophecy is referring to Jesus' future disciples, especially near to his coming again to the earth and the end of the age. Compare Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3. And especially the Jews who will become the final righteous remnant of Israel, repenting and believing eventually in Jesus of Nazareth as their Messiah, Savior, and King, Yeshua, during the future great tribulation. Martyrdom for Christ began in the first century AD and has continued to this day. However, during the great tribulation yet future, the severest persecution and deaths of believers will be most widespread. The original Greek translated, quote, handed over, end quote, was often used in a technical sense for the arrest by police or military personnel. At that terrible time, believers who identify themselves with Jesus Christ will be sorely persecuted and die as martyrs for his sake and for his kingdom. We believe, based on the strongest inferences of Scripture, that this will occur after the catching up of the church, and thereby affect only believers who are converted to Christ during the seven-year tribulation known as the Tribulation Saints. The persecution and threats of death will be severe as never before, causing what is next detailed by Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 10. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. Sadly, for many, the cost of remaining in Christ will be just too much. As is true today, criticism or conflicts of various kinds can cause many believers to fall away. The test of persevering faith will be more than many can endure. Surely most will probably be those who never were born again, but just nominal with superficial faith. A professed believer who turns his back on Jesus Christ and refuses to suffer for his sake has not understood what Jesus suffered for us to redeem us from our sin, Satan, and eternal separation from God. If we are willing to die for our spouses, parents, or children, would we not also be willing to die for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Consider 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Here is a trustworthy saying: if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. If we disown Him, He will also disown us. Defection from the faith, betrayal and hatred by defectors and deception by false prophets will abound. Consider Matthew chapter 24 and verse 11. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Many will fall away from Christ because the cost is too great. Others will fall away because they are deceived by false teachings. Not only will evil be rampant during the tribulation, but false religion and evil human philosophies will be popular as never before. Despite their outward differences, the common trait will be deception from the truth of God and the gospel. Today, our guard against deceptive teachings is to know the truth of God's Word, to know what the Bible says, especially the New Testament. Jesus affirmed the ominous reality of what is to come. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. That is, the love of sin, of immorality, with increasing measure will cause most people's love for righteousness, for truth, to chill into coldness. People's guilt and shame will diminish as more and more wickedness prevails. Already today, Christians blush at the flaunting of gross sin, which is drawing more and more people. Societies across our planet will increase in a tidal wave of moral corruption and even glory in it. Yet there is light in the darkness. Even in the midst of this ungodly tragedy, some believers will prevail in the faith, in Christ Jesus, as he affirms in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Perseverance is the hallmark of salvation. Enduring faith, no matter what the hardship, even martyrdom itself, will bring salvation to those with God's help unto eternal joy. Jesus stated in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, where it says in part, "Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life." That is the reward of eternal life with God, with His holy angels, and with all the saints. In spite of this gloomy forecast of the future, toward the end of the age, Jesus attests to a powerful, godly witness for those facing these terrible times. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14. "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." Despite all the persecution, martyrdom, hatred, betrayal, deception, and wickedness, God's grace will not be absent. The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, will be proclaimed worldwide like never before, even supernaturally. Consider Revelation chapter 14 and verses 6 and 7. "Then I saw another angel flying in mid-air, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, 'Fear God and give Him glory, because the hour of His judgment has come. Worship Him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water.' Then the end will come, here refers to the end of the excruciating birth pains referred to in Revelation chapter 24 and verse 8. The American Legion recognizes and memorializes the sacrifices of our military dead in the great wars. Jesus Christ, as recorded in the scriptures, recognizes the sacrifices of his saints who will die in the great tribulation to come for his name's sake. I also have a Christian magazine entitled The Voice of the Martyrs. Many today do not believe, for example, that Matthew chapter 24 and much of the book of Revelation refers to the future at all, but instead to the past, regarding the first 3 or 4 centuries A.D., primarily under the ancient Imperial Roman Empire, that surely such persecutions and martyrdom of especially believers in Jesus Christ cannot, will not, happen in the future. And many believe that it's happening very seldom even today. That is, martyrdom for Christ's sake and for his kingdom. Actually, Christians have documented truth regarding this type of persecution and martyrdom happening already today in the 21st century AD in, for example, North Korea. I'll share an excerpt from The Voice of the Martyrs. Quote, about 30,000 of North Korea's estimated 100,000 Christians are thought to be suffering in one of the 4 known prison camps. North Korean defectors say Christianity is considered as dangerous as narcotics in North Korea. The government views Christianity as a sin and as a way the West tries to invade its country with Western and capitalist ideas. Some have reported that the North Korean government even likens Christian missionary work to vampirism. In prison camps, inmates are often locked up in cages like animals, forced to stand for hours in torturous positions and beaten until bloodied. Nearly 40% of inmates die of starvation, while others commonly lose up to half their body weight and survive on rats. Christian inmates' relatives are also often imprisoned, considered guilty by association. End of quote. We need to thank God for our military men and women who have sacrificed their lives at a high cost for our freedoms. We also need to not forget to pray for Christian men and women who are suffering terribly as a cost they are willing to bear for the sake of Christ, who paid the ultimate cost on the cross on our behalf. Also, do not forget the saints who continue to die as martyrs for Christ today and will in the future, regardless of country or continent. In the meantime, all of us in Christ must surely endeavor to reinforce our commitment to remain in Christ, no matter what our future brings. Are you in Christ Jesus? Are you willing to pay the cost to preserve in Christ Jesus, regardless of what trials and tribulations come upon this earth? May we always remember that we must remain in Christ as Savior and Lord.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood.
Oh,
God has blessed us with the sermon just presented. We pray that you believe in Jesus. The book of Acts shows us that people who have faith in Jesus also repented of sin, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized in water for the remission of sins. To receive a free CD of this and next week's program, please request number 2021. That's broadcast 2021. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing them over and over.